I'm going to mind blank by, what was her name? She's such a famous person as well. By Whitney Houston, that's it. By Whitney Houston, My Love Is Your Love. And I think that was a really good demonstration of the conversation we were having about how we are all connected. You know, my health is your health. It's all connected. The way that we treat ourselves, the love for ourselves, also reflects the way that we love and treat others. And I do recommend, if you are just tuning in, to re-listen to this show and listen to the words that she shared. And if you, even if you were listening, re-listen. It's always good. Repetition is great. I always like to re-listen to things because it means that, like, sometimes I don't, there's always things that you didn't hear in the moment that if you hear it again, it kind of unfolds more for you. So she was representing herself as a messenger and as a deliverer in the community. But she also represents Bristol Black Carers. And she shared a phone number that you can get in touch with, that you can use if you felt touched by any of the things that she shared. So it's 0739 588 7416. 0739 588 7416. So if you're looking for some advice and on anything or whatever it is, get in touch with her and share. Or ask even. So it's coming to, it's the top of the hour. It's now 1 o'clock, and wow, time flies when you're having fun. I can't believe it's already been in an hour. So we have the top of the hour, and I'll be right back on the other side.
Here are the ingredients: a little Afrobeat, some good reggae.
You should never give up, never give up. Just keep on trying. Never give up, believe in what.
Drop in some R&B.
These curves in his body, no wonder they haven't thought me. I might get wild every once in a while. All depends on the time of the night.
And a taste of soca. From Bristol to the world, you're listening to Ujima 98 FM. We are you. We are Ujima.
Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know.
Stick around for great tunes and conversation on Ujima Radio.
Stand.
Hello, we're back. So I really wanted to play a Jimmy Cliff song today because when I was younger, I became a massive Jimmy Cliff fan. I'm talking, when I say young, I'm talking like an eight-year-old. So I remember back in the day when we used to use CDs, I had a CD player in my room and I had headphones and I would play Jimmy. I found my mum's, I just went through my mum's CDs and I found a Jimmy Cliff CD. There was also a Young, Gifted and Black CD. I might actually play one of the tracks from the compilation that I used to listen to a lot as well. I just remember playing, singing along, dancing along with my headphones. And I really wanted to play that particular Jimmy Cliff track because I think it was it really reflected a lot of the things we were talking about. Was, you know, the only way is through. This is a phrase that I say a lot. Credit to Johnny Fisher, also known as King Fisher Sound. He often says this to me, and he said it to me at a time when I really needed to hear it. So the only way is through. And there's all these seasons and these cycles in life that Andaluris and I were just reflecting on. Just have that trust and that faith that you're held. And as long as you're loving yourself, and using the resources that are around you, even if they feel limited, it's always enough. And the darkness is also part of the light, and it can even make the good times feel so much more sweet, much sweeter when they come. And you'll understand how to hold on to them more when we go through that darkness. So, yeah, the power of manifestation and belief. We are the gods and goddesses in our own lives. We're a reflection of God and an extension of God. So we have that power. And it's that balance between having control, but also realizing we don't have control. And when you find that sweet spot, you know, things just flow, and you can just know how to appreciate everything that comes your way and know what to do with it instinctively. So, yeah, if you're struggling with anything at the moment, my thoughts are with you, and I know that you can make it through. Ooh, I'm a poet. No, I'm a lyricist, actually, which is poetry. I am a poet, you know, but that was for free, that. No, do you know what I'd love to talk about, actually? And I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about this because I have actually brought her up quite a few times. It's the goddess. I'm into my goddesses and deities because I see them as a reflection of ourselves and what we can learn from them. So Oya, I've spoken about her before. So she's a Yoruba Orisha. Orisha is a term used for spirit, a deity, and in Yoruba faith culture practices, it's not just Nigeria, actually, because Yoruba faith and culture and practices have survived a lot in the diaspora, especially in the Caribbean, and especially in South America, in Brazil, Cuba. Some of the practices are so vivid that even people from Nigeria have lost touch with the things that they have held on to. I was speaking to a dear brother of mine, a brother of many in the community, Klabo. People may know Klabo, another prophet, I believe. You know, I'm surrounded by prophets who all have a message to and works to do through their art and through their creativity, their storytelling. And he's in Brazil at the moment. Big up to you, enjoying. And I think it's called Balaye. It's basically the area in Brazil that's really held on to its African history of the people who were brought there as enslaved people. And even they survived so much torture, so much criminalization of just being and practicing their own faith, but somehow they managed to keep hold of it in secret, and they knew exactly where their power lay. Sometimes when in times of struggle, you actually hold on more to the divinity and that trust, and that's exactly what they did. But you're so back. I'm going off on a tangent. That's what happens when you just flow. It just comes out. But back to Oya, I wanted to bring her up because she is reflect. So these gods and goddesses are reflected in nature, and it's often these lessons and these patterns that we see in nature that remind us of all the cycles and the processes we go through in life, and the qualities that we have the ability to embody. So Oya is the goddess of the wind, also known as the goddess of, or the spirit of, the storm. All about change. Have you heard of the phrase, the winds of change? So she's all about transition. And she's a very dark goddess, but also a very bright goddess if you learn to embrace the darkness. It's all about that interplay between opposites, light and shadow. And that is really important in order for keeping things moving forward. If we didn't have that interplay, then everything would be stagnant and life wouldn't be interesting. We wouldn't elevate. And so there's rise and a fall, there's fall in the rise, and we get to decide. And like Dandelora said, it's about how you choose to react to any situation that will determine how you channel it and what comes your way next. So the reason I wanted to bring her up was just, I think it was just because I thought it was quite fitting to the tune I just played and all the conversations we talked about, the change of season. She's also known as the guardian between worlds, or the guardian of the cemetery. And I feel that she's been a big theme in my life recently, in the recent year and a half, I'd say. And when I think about her, when I sing praises, when I chant to her, or any thoughts that I cast to her, or if I put a song on that's dedicated to her, I also simultaneously, I think about my own journey, but I simultaneously reflect on the ancestors, because she helps to strengthen the connection with ancestors and the communication with ancestors. And she guides spirits from one life to the next, whether it's another stage in your current life or whether it's death and rebirth into the next life. So I would love to take this moment actually to acknowledge the people who have recently passed away, such as Ras Judah. May your spirit laugh, dance, rest, glide in peace, paradise, and power. And also my mother's friend, who recently passed away, Karen Thompson, and Ras B. We celebrated his birthday on March the 31st, and that was a beautiful, beautiful gathering. Lots of children that came onto the mic, and I really love how when you see this intergenerational play where the baton is being passed down to the children and to the people who are still here, regardless of what generation, we're all connected. Another thing I find interesting is, and I think I said this in my first show, but again, there was actually dead air, so I'm going to repeat it because I'm not sure how much came through. What I find really interesting is that 2025 last year is said to be the year of the nine. So if you add 2 and 2, 5 equals 9. And in a lot of cultures, 9 represents the end of a cycle before it resets back to 0. Which is like 10. We're in the year of the 10, which is 2026. 2 and 2 is 6 is 10. So we're in this reset, this rebirth, this revival, this purging of what no longer serves us, which again is about Oya. She destroys what you no longer need to make space for what is truly for you. Just like a storm, it's said that storms, they cleanse the land. They cause a lot of disruption, but they also cleanse and rearrange the land. So we're in the year of the 10 or the 0. A lot of themes around 0. If you could listen to my last show, there's a lot of astrological themes around 0. Actually, you know, I'm going to give a little bit of reference if you want to look it up yourself. But I do speak about it more in my last show. So we recently had two planets that have kind of been in conjunction with each other in Aries, they say, and they've been in conjunction at a 0-degree angle, and that is really unique. That's never going to be seen again at all in our lifetimes, if ever. I think I've read a source that says I think it's every 300 years, but then someone else said to me that's never going to be seen again, particularly in Aries. And Aries is important because that in the zodiac calendar, that is the first season of the year. And that's acknowledged in so many cultures, like in Iranian, the Iranian communities, they're celebrating their new year now. Rastafarian communities are. We're in the last 30 days have September, April, June. Yeah, we're in the last two days of April. I had to do the rhyme, which is the last 2 days of celebrating the tribe of Reuben. I'm of the tribe of Reuben, and this is the first month of what's like the reset, it's rebirth. So these two planets, Neptune and Saturn, they all represent, Neptune represents dreams and spirit, connection with spirit, and Saturn represents rooting into your body and actioning things. I think the two are powerful. So I believe and I feel, I know this year is going to be a year of potential turmoil. We're already seeing a lot of challenges, a lot of things that people are fearful of, but I think with that comes a rebirth of power, and I think the power is going to override. And one last point I'm going to say is that I think is interesting is last year, the year of the nine, Bristol, did you notice that there was a lot of storms throughout last year? Because I did. And there was a lot of extravaganza kind of series of storms. And I found that really interesting. I noted it. And it was interesting because every time I explored a particular theme in myself, I'm not going to say what because I'm not going to overshare, but there was a particular theme that happens to be very much linked to Oya. Within 2 days, a storm would come. Now, I don't know. I'm not saying I brought the storm. I'm just saying that as humans, if we tap into ourselves, we can tap into the connections around us, and we're all part of this one living, breathing earth, which is part of one living, breathing universe. So the more we tap into ourselves, the more we're in tune and we have that intuition about what's to come. So yeah, I found it really interesting. And then in the ninth month, that was September of the year of the nine, I noticed there was lots of storms. In particular, that was the most stormy month. Look it up. It was 2025 September, the first week and the second week of September. There was at least five different storms in a row. We also had the hurricane last year, which affected Jamaica, Haiti, and Cuba. Thoughts are with people who are rebuilding, still in the process of rebuilding their lives. I know those countries are very resilient, and good things are definitely continuing to spring out of these places. But there's still some charities out there that are supporting them, so look them up and give where you can. It's recommended that if you know anyone personally, or you know people who know people personally, it's better to donate directly to the families, because you never know how efficient or even truthful some of these organizations are that claim to be charities. So just keep that in mind. Right, I think with all of that, that I've accidentally did a whole download and share channel of words to you, I think it's time for a song. I think, with that said, I might actually put on a song related to Oya. Nah, actually, I will put on... I'm just thinking out loud. Do I want another Jimmy Cliff song? Oh, look at that. There's Snoopy. Snoopy just walked past. Rankin Snoopy, unique star. Oh, bless up, bless up. This is what I love about Ujima. So I think I'm going to put on this song that is really calming. It makes me think of my brother, and it makes me think of my sister, Anna Lubaba. She's my Ethiopian sister, brought up in France. This I cannot pronounce, but I'm going to really try. It's called Valentine, do you think you can pronounce it? Are you any better?
No, I'm Spanish. She chapira. She won't so.
I think it's called she chapera. That's it. Because she says it, she sings it. She chapera by Chiwankoniso. Chipap. Let's just play it.
Chapera, Oh, chapira seiko. Ah, oh yeah, ah yeah, oh yeah. Shaka tangari mko, chapira seiko. Ah, oh yeah, ah yeah, oh yeah. Shaka tangari mko, chapira seiko. Ah, oh yeah, ah yeah, oh yeah. Shaka tangari mko, chapira seiko. Chapira, 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 chapira.
I'm still giggling.
Yeah. Right, let's hear that.
Yes, welcome back. And that joyful giggling was not the studio, actually. That was part of the track. I got confused then, thinking, like, who's just tapped into the waves? What's this? And I realised it's part of the track. Welcome back to Ujima. You're with me, myself, Rosina, also known as Sister Ina from One Relation Sound System. And, yeah, that was Shibachira. By Chiwaniso. Now I will spell it out to you, because if you like that, I do. Yeah, I welcome you to really look it up. It's really, I love the song. So it is spelt. So the artist is spelt C H I W O N I S O. That's C H I W O N I S O, and the name of the track is. It's spelled like this: Z V I C H A P E R A. So yeah, if you didn't catch that, just re-listen and to this show, and the information will be there. I really wanted to play that because it reminds me of my big brother Haroon. When I was living in Paris, he came to visit me, and I think we went shopping in. Yeah, I know that we went through to some record shops, and he found that, and yeah, fell in love. And it's funny because I think a week later, my really good friend Anna from Ethiopia, who was living in Paris at the time. No, she wasn't. She was living in Normandy, and I was living in Paris. She's now just off the island of Madagascar, living in Reunion Island, heavily pregnant and about to make her journey back to France to give birth in a couple of months' time. Oh, blessings to you, my sis. So, yeah, a week later, she sent this to me. I was like, oh, it's just a hive mind thing, when I'd never heard it before then. I find it really a beautiful, it's just a lullaby sort of effect. And it also energizes me at the same time. So I was gonna say I'm aware of time, and when I'm aware of time, I start to think, oh, what can I say next, like, what do I want to say, and what can I deal with not saying if I run out of time. We are coming up to the advert, not the adverts, I keep saying this, we are coming up to the news, so that will give me some time to reflect, actually. And yeah, stay tuned. You're listening to Ujima 98 FM. Rosina, Sister Ina in the house.
Information is empowerment. The news from Ujima Radio. Brought to you by Way of Ground News, a platform that aggregates news sources, alerts to media bias, and breaks free from algorithms.
Botswana has signed a series of energy, mining, and infrastructure agreements with Oman as it steps up efforts to diversify its economy beyond diamonds amid a prolonged downturn in global demand for the precious stones. The Southern African nation, long reliant on diamond revenues for roughly a third of its GDP, is increasingly looking to Gulf partners to broaden its economic base. Falling diamond prices and intensifying competition from lab-grown alternatives have placed sustained pressure on population public finances and growth prospects. President Duma Boko and Sultan Haitham bin Tariq formalized the agreements during high-level talks, signaling a deeper bilateral cooperation between two countries. Mali has officially backed Morocco's plan to grant autonomy to Western Sahara while asserting sovereignty over the disputed region. The Malian transitional government has announced its decision, endorsing a proposal aimed at ending the decades-long conflict between the Moroccan government and the indigenous Sahrawi people. The shift includes Mali withdrawing its recognition of the separatist Sahrawi African Democratic Republic. The move aligns with growing international support for Morocco's plan, which has found favor among African allies, the US, and most European Union members. After years of conflict, Western Sahara has recently emerged as a hotspot for investment, drawing European and American firms interested in fishing, agriculture, and infrastructure projects that would allow for the transmission of wind and solar power.
That was the news from Ujima Radio.
Life where we dey, in everything where you dey do, make you no forget your cultures and your traditions, because your culture now go define you. Now your cultures and traditions, they make you unique from others. If you no get tribal, you no get pirated. If you no get tribal, you no get pirated. Now your cultures and traditions, they make you unique from others. If you no get tribal, you no get pirate. If you no get tribal, you no get pirate. You dey, make you remember your homeland. Anywhere you dey go, make you remember your customs. Oyibo culture no be your own, no be your custom. Teach your children your own language. For a man without tribal is a man without pride. A man without truth is a man with no pride. Your children know about your own land. Teach your children your norms and cultures. Your cultures and traditions, they make you unique from others. If you no get tribal, you no get pirate. If you no get tribal, you no get pirate. Your cultures and traditions, they make you unique from others. If you no get tribal, you no get pirate. If you no get tribal, you no get pirate. Doesn't know their culture. Our values are known, say, have been abandoned, have been neglected, but loved by strange men. The practice of culture unites our people. The speaking of language promotes understanding. Be lover of your land, oh, and unite your people. Teach your children the right traditions. Your cultures and traditions, they make you unique from others. If you no get tribal, you no get pirate. If you no get tribal, you no get pirate. Now your cultures and traditions, they make you unique from others. If
you no get tribal, you no get be right. If you no get tribal, you no get be right. If you no sabi your homeland, you no get be right. If you no sabi your culture, you no get be right. I say if you no sabi your language, you no get be right. If you no sabi traditions, you no get be right.
Yes, hello and welcome, Bristol and beyond. So you're tuned into Ujima, and we are live from the galleries. And oh, look, another wave to people walking by. Just a reminder that, yeah, because we, oh, here's Snoopy, Snoopy. Oh, bless you. Bless up, Snoopy. Yeah, just a reminder that because we are in the galleries and there's lots of background noise, you know, we can see people walking past, so we can hear the noises of people shopping outside. Any background, I was going to say music, it's not music. Everything is music, but any background special effects, steps and chatter, that's because we're live and that's all part of the experience. So there's that beautiful number, that lovely, jolly, meaningful, deep number is unreleased track. And I really want to celebrate this man. He is, I'm just bringing up his, because I've been having a conversation with him this morning. So that was Dabo Anji. And he is the uncle of my very dear sister, Holly, also known as Leanne, but Holly Hartley, who I lived to have the pleasure of living with throughout last year. She supported me in so many ways, and I should have supported her. That's what sisterhood is. And I got to know her family. I got to know her mother. And her mother is basically the sister of this delightful man, Dabo Anji. They are of Nigerian lineage. My sister Holly and her mom Joya Hartley. They're mixed race. They are mixed heritage from Nigeria with a splash of German and a splash of English as well. I really like the message that in his track. He says, know your roots and culture. And he talks about diaspora and how a lot of children are disconnected from where they came from. And even adults, as we are all children, aren't we, at heart? And it's important to know our roots and culture. And that's what he aims to do with his music. I had a conversation with him this morning. And he sent me a little blurb. But he also sent me a voice clip. It's 8 minutes long. And because we're coming towards the end of, we're in the last half hour, less than half an hour left, I'm going to play you a bit, but I won't be able to play all of it. But I think it's nice to hear the voice behind the voice. You heard the voice singing, but to hear the words and the thoughts and the spirit of this person behind the music. So this is Dabo Anji.
Thank you for the privilege and the honor to showcase my talent in your station. My name, like I said earlier, my name is Dabo Anji George Will. I have O'Nelson as my middle name there, Dabo Anji O'Nelson George Will. I'm from Nigeria, within the Niger Delta region. I'm from Kalabari tribe, Ijaw Nation. I'm from Abonima, my paternal from Abonima, then my maternal is from Harristown, Obuama. We have a lot of our brothers and sisters there in the diaspora who do not have knowledge about, much about our cultures and our traditions as Africans, Nigerians precisely. You know, like I said, my music, it's not just for fun that I sing to give a good melody to people to listen. No, my music carries great message to the world. back here in Africa, especially in Nigeria, in the case study, we face a lot of crisis, political crisis, you know, human is less valued here. People can do anything for money and power. There's one of my music that is titled Money Nawa For You. I titled it Money. It showcases the good and bad about money. In that music, I give a description about money, how people view money. When you have it, you're on top of the world. But the same money you have can make you cry, can make you laugh. That's it. You know, from research, it has been obvious that in a case study of the African man mentality, three basic things is very influential on him. And when he acquaints himself with these three things, the true nature of him is being revealed. One, women. Two, money. And three, power. I don't see all of this as source to happiness. I don't see this as source of happiness. And that is why it requires for a man to attain a height of maturity to understand the basics to life. Materialism doesn't actually bring happiness. It might to an extent contribute, but it is not the source to happiness. We need to love ourselves. We need to be united. We need to value our human nature. We need to value nature holistically. I think that's the source of happiness. I made it obvious to those who are matured in the mind to understand that money is not happiness. Yes, it is a medium for exchange of goods and value, but it is not happiness. And that is where mostly we Nigerians, we lost it. We see money as everything. That is why we hardly keep the bond between ourselves. We don't value our cultures. We don't value our traditions. These factors that exposes us to inspirations, high level of inspirations beyond our present understanding.
Wow. I wish I could have continued the whole of that because that's beautiful. Like, oh, you know, I woke up this morning and I didn't even have any guests planned to go on the show. It all just came to me, I think I sort of asked the ancestors and they just delivered. We had Anne Dolores who walked past and we were just listening to Daba Anji who, originally I was just going to play his track. The best things happen accidentally. So Holly, also known as Leanne, but Holly, my spiritual sister, she sent me his track over the weekend. And she shared this one with me probably a few months ago, but she reshared it with me. And I thought, I'm so thankful for this reminder because this is going to feed beautifully onto the show. And I went there this morning to find it. And she turned on disappearing messages. She sneakily turned it on sometime last week and I didn't notice. And so it was gone. And I didn't think I'd be able to get it in time. But luckily her mom, Joya, the sister of Abba, of Dabo Anji, she delivered. I just messaged her and she immediately sent it to me. And then she said, you know what? He's going to be so happy that you're celebrating his music. Do you want his number? You know, ask him anything you want. And then he just... I reached out to him and he already was expecting me. News travels fast. And we had a call and he just gave me more insight into his music. And I wasn't surprised with what he shared with me because you can feel his spirit. You can feel the authenticity. You can feel his heart in his music. And I will be playing plenty more in my future shows of his music. And maybe we can have a live interview with him. It's always important to support our brothers and our sisters all over the world, and that goes beyond race. It's especially magical when you have a shared story and a shared lineage, and we all come from the same roots, so we've all got a shared lineage really. But when it's recent in history, we've got shared pains and joys to process. And one thing, when I showed this track to my partner Wilf, also known as Wilfie Rutikal, I run the sound system with him, and he was blown away with how much it reminded him of Afro-Brazilian music, because he used to live in Brazil. And we reflected on that, and we said, it doesn't surprise us, because a lot of the people who live in Brazil are descendants direct of the area that we call Nigeria, and as I said earlier in the show, they really held on to their practices, their music, their faith, and their culture. And this actually ties in well to what his song was about, what Abu Anji's song was about, knowing your roots and culture. So yeah, just a big celebration to that. And the best things happen by accident, don't they? They always, you know, speak from the heart, move from the heart, see things with your heart, and then everything will just flow into place. So we are now coming up for 1:45. Not long now, just under 15 minutes with you. So we're going to move to the adverts, and then you'll have me until the very end.
Yo, check this out. Every Tuesday night from 8 to 10 on Ujima Radio.
Marcos, Kiabi words come to pass.
Caribbean Tales Media and Ujima Radio present.
Yo, check this out. Every Tuesday night from 8 to 10 on Ujima Radio, the Word Life Show, hosted by the one and only Crazy, bringing you the latest and freshest sounds of the Bristol Underground. So if you want to jam with some of the hottest UK hip-hop, grime, garage and R&B, then join us for the Word Life Show every Tuesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Ujima Radio 98 FM.
Marcos, Kiabi words come to pass.
Caribbean Tales Media and Ujima Radio present Garvey's Ghost Screening and Discussion on Friday the 12th of June 2026 at Bristol Beacon Lanterns Rooms on Trenchyard Street, BS1 5AR. Tickets are £10 and available from hello@bristolbeacon.org. For more information, contact 0117 203 4040 or 079 444 239. That's 0117 203 4040 or 079 444 239 85. Donations are welcome, and proceeds will go towards the Jamaica Hurricane Relief Fund.
Looking to give back something to your community and be part of something amazing? Bristol West Indian and Phoenix Cricket Club and the Rose Green Sports and Leisure in Whitehall, Bristol has been bringing people together for over 50 years, powered by incredible volunteers just like you. We're on the lookout for enthusiastic volunteers to join our team in grounds maintenance, caretaker, sales and marketing, and even a company secretary role. But that's not all. We're also hiring paid bar staff for the afternoon and the evenings. So those of you who have spare time and want to stay busy, or want to gain experience and meet great people, or simply give something back, now's your opportunity. Give the Rose Green Centre a call today on 0117 951 5569 or email info@rosegreencentre.co.uk. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
You know how we always want the best protection for our children? Well, there's something important parents should know. The NHS is offering a new routine childhood vaccine that protects against measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox, all in one vaccine called MMRV. Most people think these are just mild illnesses, but for some babies, children, and even adults, they can become very serious and may lead to hospital care. The good news is the MMRV vaccine has been safely used in countries like Canada, Australia, and Germany for over 10 years, helping reduce measles and chickenpox cases and hospital visits. When it's your child's turn, your GP will usually contact you. And remember, it's free on the NHS. If you're unsure whether your child has the MMRV vaccine, just check their red book or contact your GP surgery. Find out more at grabajab.net. Protect their health. Protect their future.
Your hits. Your music. Ujima Radio. 98 FM.
Really, big love for this track. Sia or Sia, yeah. It's spelled S-Y-A, and it's by Iza Bagayogo. And I just thought I'd continue on the raw African vibes after listening to the tracks that we listened to. After listening to our Nigerian brother and his music, Dabo Anji. And I just thought I was planning to play this anyway because it's one of my big brother's favourite tracks. big up Yassine or Yaz, Yassine. He's my eldest, he's the firstborn. And it's his birthday on the 2nd of May. And... And this, this track always reminds me of him, especially, again, look at that. There's Holly. I literally just played your uncle's music. Oh, she needs to, can you let her in maybe? Oh, if you've got a chance, Valentine. Yeah, we've got Holly that's just entered the studio. We're not going to have time for an interview, but we just played her. That was just talking about her uncle and she walked past and she's just going to come in and sit by me. So this music, this track that I've just played, it reminds me of my brother and it reminds me of my first moments living in Bristol, because when he came to visit me, we played it over and over and over again, really energized us. So this is to you, Yassine. Happy 40th birthday. Been 40 years since you entered this world. Another thing I'd love to share with you just before I go, because I've not got much time. I mentioned Charmaine, and I said I'd celebrate her to you, and I just want to fulfill that promise. So Charmaine took us on this amazing walk through Snuff Mills, and she's an executive leader coach, keynote speaker, helping women amplify their voices and confidence and influence. And she's the founder of Charm to Inspire. and is the creator of the SOAR framework, S-O-A-R, SOAR framework. And it's about leadership, resilience, and influence. It's a leadership, resilience, and influence program helping women in complex organizations to turn professional setbacks into strategic authority. And she partners with organizations to strengthen leadership, confidence, restore voice after disruption, and sustain influence across leadership pipelines. She's also the author of I Am Enough, which she gifted to me actually on the walk. We put our names in a hat and she drew it out and said, okay, whoever's name's going to come out, this is going to be gifted to you. And it was 2 days after my birthday as well. So it's like, felt like a gift from nature. And it's a coloring book, but it's got like really nice floral designs. I've got it right in front of me actually. And every page has an affirmation. And if I have next time, I will read you an affirmation from it. So I would like to, it's been a really nice, I've had a lovely time with you guys and had a lovely time with everyone walking past Ujima who's popped in. Come and say a quick hello, Holly, just a hello. So this is the niece of the man whose music that you just listened to. Let me remember his name, because I've only just met him, guys.
Uncle Angie, yes.
Uncle Angie, Dabo Angie, Uncle Angie. And I'd love to give him the title Uncle in my life as well. I'm going to call you Uncle Angie. Yeah. But maybe we'll invite you back to have a conversation, because you've been on air before, part of the Hear Our Voices project.
Yeah, award winners. We all forgot to tell each other.
We do have to celebrate each other. But yeah, it's an interesting show because I just celebrate women's voices usually, and it's just because I'm always called to it and drawn to it. But it's been a nice balance. I've been celebrating a lot of male voices on the show today, and this next track is also got men involved as well. But this one I'm dedicating to a very, very special little girl. Holly, you know her. She's called Lennon, and she's my niece. Talking about nieces, uncles, aunties, and this is her favorite song. Holly's just glimpsed it, and it was her birthday yesterday. I want to say happy giving birth season to my mum. It was my birthday earlier in April, and now we're moving into May. It's going to be my brother's birthday on the 2nd. Yasin turning 40, and Lennon, you just turned 5 yesterday.
Oh, much magic for
much
little
magic
Lennon.
Yeah, so this is Yellow Submarine, moving into the Taurus season by the Beatles. Yeah, so this is my time to say goodbye as well, unfortunately. Ujima, it's been a pleasure. You hear me back here next week. Who knows? We know life is full of surprises. My name is Rosina, Sister Ina. Big ups to all the children and the elders and everyone in between and everyone beyond. Give thanks to all the ancestors. Blessings.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed unto the sun till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
This is community, everyone walking through. It's a beautiful day. Enjoy this.